We've got incoming! 25 to 30, Shang-Chi, maybe more. I lost count. I'm 40 yards out and closing!
Stations!
Cade found himself wondering how the Shang-Chi had known they were there. Had they missed a sentry? Tripped some kind of warning system? Or was it just dumb bad luck? They were about to face a force much larger than he'd ever intended they face, and at a time and place not of their choosing. It was going to take all of their skill to get through this. But like any good commander, Cade had made sure his men knew what to do in the event of an attack on their encampment, and they reacted as they'd been trained. Seconds after the warning from Davis, the team was lined up in a semicircle facing the onrushing enemy, protected by the ruins at their back. The bows worked as well as Cade had hoped. The act of physically drawing the bowstring and fusing the weapon with enough personal emotion to allow them to operate within the confines of the beyond. Shot after shot flew from the Templar ranks, each one unerringly finding its target as the enemy rushed out of the tree line before them. But it wasn't enough. The woods were full of Shang-Chi, with more and more appearing at every moment, and it was clear to Cade that if they stayed where they were, they would be overrun. As much as he hated to give up his position, it hadn't been designed to withstand a full-on attack. If they could reach the portal before they were cut off, they could rely on Second Squad and the rest of the men they'd left behind to cover their retreat and keep the enemy from crossing the veil.
Fall back!
Like a well-oiled machine, the Templars surged into motion, leapfrogging backward, one group covering the other as they made their way back through the trees toward the road below. And just like that, his plan to harass and annoy the enemy went out the window. The moon gave them enough light to see by, and the team quickly reassembled on the road below. A few of the men had minor wounds, but nothing serious. Cade could only hope that it stayed that way. A count was quickly taken, and when they were certain they had everyone with them, they continued onward. Cade estimated they had maybe 5 minutes lead on the enemy. It wouldn't take the Shang-Chi long to figure out where they had gone, and when they did, it would be a race to see who could reach the portal first. Cade intended to win that race. Free of the trees and the surrounding vegetation, they made good time, reaching the outskirts of the town before too long. That's where things took a turn for the worse. A glow lit the horizon ahead of them. Cade had just noticed it when Riley came back down the line, an urgent look on his face.
They fired the town. If we don't move quickly, we'll be cut off.
They charged ahead. It wasn't long before the air was filled with the smell of smoke and burning vegetation, getting thicker as they continued forward. As they neared the end of the town, flames could be seen rising high into the night sky. Cade felt like a rat in a maze, and he wondered what they would find when they reached the other side. Would the Shang-Chi be waiting for them? Why else would they fire the town if not to drive them in a certain direction? But neither he nor the Shang-Chi had remembered that the vegetation had a life of its own, and at that moment, it decided it had had enough. All about them, the plants reared up, dragging themselves free of their roots and fleeing in whatever direction they could. The team was forced to slow down, hunting for paths through the flames that were likely to change with every passing moment. Like any wounded creature, the vegetation reacted blindly to the intense pain caused by the fire, rearing up around them and slamming itself back down. A blazing wall of vegetation suddenly swept toward them, and Cade was forced to dive to one side to avoid the flames. As he climbed to his feet, he discovered that one of their number hadn't been so fortunate. While most of the team had thrown themselves to the left, Duncan had dived in the other direction and was now cut off by the surging flames. To make matters worse, the front ranks of the enemy had finally caught up to them. Realizing that he couldn't reach Cade and the others, Duncan turned to face the enemy, alone. Olsen didn't hesitate.
Sean!
He charged through the growing fire, intent on saving his teammate. The flames flared up again, preventing Cade from following, and he could only stand and watch and pray. For a moment, he lost sight of Olsen as he was obscured by the smoke and flames, but then he reappeared, this time on the other side of the conflagration. One arm of his uniform was ablaze, but he ignored it, fighting like a demon from hell itself. For a moment, Cade thought he might be witnessing a miracle, thought that the two men might prevail against the superior numbers and strength of the enemy surrounding them.
Please, Lord!
But then it happened.
Oh.
Olsen stumbled, his sword dipping slightly as he fought to maintain his balance, and one of the waiting Shang-Chi took advantage of the opening, reaching past the Templar's blade and slashing its razor-sharp claws across Olsen's unprotected throat. Olsen jerked upright like a puppet on strings, his free hand going to the ruin of his throat.
No!
Sean tried to get to him, but it was no use. With a final glance in Cade's direction, and perhaps a look of apology to go with it, Olsen collapsed and quickly disappeared beneath the swarming horde of the enemy. With his death, the fight seemed to go out of Duncan. He fought on for another moment, maybe two, before taking a savage blow to the back of his head and collapsing. In the space of a heartbeat, Cade had lost two of his best men.
It's worse than that.
Worse than that. He'd lost two of his friends. He couldn't believe it. It wasn't supposed to happen this way. They were supposed to have surprised the enemy, not the other way around. Olsen wasn't supposed to die. Neither was Duncan. They were supposed to be right here, fighting at his side, not lying bloody and cold amidst the ranks of the enemy.
We gotta get out of here, now!
The fire was almost upon them, and if they stayed where they were another moment, they'd perish as well, swallowed alive by the raging flames. Still, Cade resisted. He stared through the smoke and flames, determined to know whether Duncan was alive or dead. His diligence was rewarded. Through a break in the smoke, he saw two of the enemy lift Duncan by his arms and begin dragging him off the field of battle. Cade didn't know why the Chengxi would want to keep the other man alive, but for now, he was simply grateful that they did.
Cade
nodded to show he'd understood, and followed Riley as he led him down the narrow trail the others had taken, away from the inferno.
Hang on, Duncan, just hang on. We'll be back for you, I promise.